It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Right, so we are here with Julianne Genta, who's covering for James Shaw. How are you, Julianne?
Kia ora, doing great. How are you?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. First of all, congratulations. As number three on the Green Party list, you'll be heading to Parliament. And after some pretty rough polling over the past few months, did you expect this?
I did mostly always think that we would get back into Parliament, and I was certainly very happy on the night that we are well above the threshold, and I'm still quite confident that we will get another MP after the specials are counted.
So we'll probably have
8 MPs, hopefully.
Great. And how do you think this will put you in positions of negotiation for forming the next government, having 8 MPs?
I think that one thing mainstream media seems to be ignoring is that a change of a government is still very much on the cards, very much a possibility. There's a lot of reporting that seems to suggest that the party with the most votes automatically gets to form the government. That's not how MMP works. It's whoever can negotiate a deal. And so particularly given that, based on previous experience, it seems likely that the specials will return improvements to the Green Party and probably to Labour at the expense of National. It's not guaranteed, but that still needs to be worked out. But given that those results won't be known until a week from tomorrow, next Tuesday, I don't think we'll have a really clear idea of who's going to be the next government for at least, 2 weeks. And that a Labour, Greens, New Zealand First government is still very much a possibility, and certainly would have the mandate from the public in the sense that more people voted for Labour, Greens, New Zealand First than voted for National.
So that's sort of contradicting what Bill English said, who said that they sort of National have the moral authority to go ahead and have the first sort of pick and first sort of conversations about forming the next government. So you don't think that because they, as a sole party, got the most votes, that they have the right to sort of make the first effort and have the sort of first attempt at that?
Well, he would say that, wouldn't he? I mean, it's in his interest. He wants to stay in government. But the nature of MMP is very much about a plurality of parties working together. And, he can go ahead and start having conversations if he wants to. And I'm sure he is thinking about doing that. But we have just as much right to be having conversations about alternatives. And I think it's really important to respect the wishes of the voters, where clearly New Zealand First, Labour and the Greens were all campaigning on the idea of a very significant change in direction, and that those parties won more votes than Bill English did. And if we look at the entire number of eligible voters, he only really got 33% of eligible voters, even if it was 46% of the turnout. But he probably will lose one or two seats after the specials are counted, which will put the Labour-Green bloc almost on par with National.
So they are obviously different directions. So Labour, Green and New Zealand First obviously don't all have the same ideals. Do you think a coalition government between the three of you could work?
Yeah, I think one of the great things about MMP is that, and about coalition governments as they work in European countries, is that they ensure that a wider perspective, a wider selection of New Zealanders' views from different perspectives is represented in the government, and that what ends up happening through the negotiation process is you end up with outcomes that more New Zealanders would be happy with. So, when National's been in power, they've always only really had one seat majority with Peter Dunne and ACT, and so they were able to push through really unpopular legislation like privatizing the energy companies. Even though most voters, including most National voters, didn't support that, they were able to do it. I think in a three-way coalition where you've got two, small medium parties, let's say, the Greens and New Zealand First being medium-sized parties and Labour being a bit bigger, but not so much bigger that they can totally dominate the direction, it means that we will find a consensus, which I think would be more representative of a larger proportion of New Zealand society, whereas National has really just been governing in the interests of a small group.
So you don't think it's going to make it slightly more difficult to pass sort of legislation that the Green Party truly supports and not make compromises on that, as opposed to, say, a Labour-Green government would?
Yeah, it definitely will. It's definitely, like, it's not ideal from our perspective. We'd have a much clearer mandate if it was just a Labour-Green government, but that's democracy. I mean, this is the will of the people, and it's incumbent on us to try and negotiate the best outcome we can with other parties, and also respect the fact that, well, you know, given that we didn't get 20% of the vote, that we won't be able to get everything that we campaigned on. But I think there is enough common ground between Labour, Greens, and New Zealand First. I think everybody does want to see better protection for the environment, more action on climate change, improving wages, improving housing. And the question is, how do we come up with solutions that everyone can live with?
I mean, let's talk about Winston Peters for a second. New Zealand First had been in government twice, and both of these times they literally ended the government throughout the term due to conflict with other parties. Do you think siding with Peters is potentially toxic?
Potentially. I mean, I think we'll just have to see. We'll have to go into negotiations and see what we can do. And if it doesn't look like we can negotiate a deal that we can live with, then we won't be able to do that. But I think it would be a mistake for us to sit back and say, we're just going to let National form a government and we're not going to try and get a better alternative.
Right. So you do think it could be a toxic and it could potentially end like it has the last two times?
What happened in the 2005 to 2008 that was toxic? Because I don't recall that being an issue.
Oh, didn't the government end during that time?
No.
My mistake.
No.
That's happened earlier on, though, correct?
In the first New Zealand First national government, Winston ended up leaving it, but it didn't trigger a new election.
Right.
So the new government was elected in 99, and then same with 2005. The reason why the government ended is because we had a normal election, as we would in November 2008, and National won that election.
So let's talk a bit about the National Party. There's been some speculation, mostly from the right, about the possibility of Greens forming a coalition with National, and James Shaw's response to this was that the party was unlikely to do this. Can you elaborate a bit further on this?
The Green Party is a very democratic party, and ultimately any decisions about coalition agreements, even including anything that includes confidence supply, has to go to a delegated party conference, a special general meeting, and would have to get sign-off by a 75% majority of the party. So we just have to take into account the views of a wide variety of people. It's not just up to the leaders to make the decisions. And I think you end up making better decisions that way. I think the concerns around National is that we have 9 years of their track record and their policy, which seem to be very much in a different direction than the direction the Greens would go. I mean, we've had increasing homelessness, skyrocketing house prices, increasing water pollution, increasing climate pollution, and generally more centralization of power in the central government. We've had outright attacks on democracy, for example, with getting rid of the elected regional councillors in Canterbury. So there's all these, and getting rid of public broadcasting, you know, with TV 6 and 7. So I think it would just be very difficult to see how National could change enough and offer the Green Party enough that we could support them in government, given we have 9 years of examples of everything going in the wrong direction. But of course, I think James has said it's also our responsibility to listen, and if National call us and have an offer for us, then we'll certainly be listening to that, and we certainly could talk to them. But any coalition deal would have to go back to the entire party and be signed off by the party, so it would have to be substantial gains on Green Party environmental, social, and economic policy, and it would have to respect Te Tiriti, and it would have to help improve democracy. And so I'd say it's unlikely that National be willing to do all of that, but it's theoretically possible.
Yeah, so say it was signed off by the Green Party and the only option was a New Zealand First National government or a Green National government, would you personally support that?
I think we'd have to have really tried the alternative with Labour in New Zealand first, and we'd have to see which option was worse. And personally, I could see a case for some sort of arrangement to stop, a really bad outcome with National New Zealand First. But I don't believe that New Zealand First in government is as bad as their campaigning. So, for example, if they actually were going to have a referendum on the Māori seats, I think that would be of interest to the Green Party to see if we could stop that from happening, because we think that would be a huge attack on Te Tiriti, it would be a huge attack on democracy, and it would be a really bad outcome for the country if it was a binding referendum. Although I also feel that probably it would lose, because I do think the New Zealand public recognise how important the Māori seats are.
All right. Well, thank you. That's all the time we have on the show. Thank you so much for the chat, Julianne.
Thank you. Bye.
Have a wonderful day. Bye.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.